I'm Just a Person by Tig Notaro. This is the author.
I don't like small talk. You from around here? Chilly out tonight, huh? So I rarely talk to strangers, especially cabbies. I'll usually put my headphones on to avoid such moments. Tonight, though, I really needed to connect with someone, anyone, and updrove anyone. Hi, I said softly as I got into the cab. All I could see of the driver was the profile of a man in his late 40s. Could you take me to the northwest area of Houston, please? What's the address? He sneered, disgusted that I'd been so casual, so sure that he had the kind of time to just start driving me in a general direction. I can't remember exactly, but if you drive me to the spring area, I'll figure out where I'm going. I was a shell of a human. I had just been released from one hospital for a bacterial infection and was trying to leave another hospital. This time, though, I was leaving my dead mother behind. It felt completely wrong, but what could I do? Ask the cab driver if I could bring her with me? Hey, cabbie. I do understand that I'm the one with the bad attitude, but not only do I need a second to shut my door before you peel out of here, but could you give me a minute to go grab my dead mother's body? It was 3 a.m., and I had been at my mother's bedside for 12 hours. I was exhausted, but now that I was leaving, I felt like there'd been some kind of permanent exchange. I took my sadness and left a body. Maybe I was expecting the nurses, administrators, and doctors to gather around my mother and reminisce. Oh, remember when she first got wheeled in here? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I was remembering that time when the priest came in to read her her last rites. What about when we took her off life support? Right, yeah, she was so great. I really liked her.